The Labor Market Group, LMG, says in its October report that there were 605 job postings recorded for Nipissing District in the month of October, but that's a notable decrease, minus 10.4%, from the previous month's figure of 675. This month-over-month drop is likely attributed to a combination of seasonal trending and indications of an upcoming recession, says Executive Director Stacy Fittler. The October 2022 figure is close to the October 2021 figure of 569 postings. This is only the second year-over-year comparison in which the new collection system is being utilized, and thus it can be said with confidence that there has been no significant change in known labor market needs from the same month last year, explains Fittler. Almost 300 unique employers posted jobs in October, which is nearly identical to the 2021 figure for the same month. The LMG gathers intelligence about local labor supply and demand. Fittler calls the local labor market tight. Of the 102 postings which listed an hourly wage, 12% paid at the provincial minimum wage of $15 per hour, but the average wage topped $23. The North Bay Regional Health Center was looking to fill 61 positions and was the top employer on the list, followed by the Near North District School Board, 18, and Cascades Casino with 14 open positions. Of the listings in October, 67% indicated that the employment offered would be classified as full-time. There were 150 job postings recorded for the Parry Sound District in the month of October. This figure is significantly below, minus 18.9%, the previous month's total of 185 postings.